Welcome to The Happy Eater. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. I'm an emotional eating expert and spiritual life coach. My goal with this podcast is to help you lose weight without dieting. You're going to learn how to eat freely using authentic eating, an eating style that promotes emotional processing using spiritual principles and intuitive eating. Let's get started. Hello, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Welcome. You guys, we are in 2023. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine a brand new year? I love this time of year because the energy is so pure and so open for planning new things. It's literally so wonderful. I love it. At this time of year, I just pull out my journal. I mean, you guys already know I'm a goal setter. I set up consistently every morning, and I teach that. Every morning, set how you want to feel for the day. But at this time of year, it's so magical because it's a brand new year, and you can just imagine, what am I going to do this year? What am I going to feel like? What's life going to look like for me? So I wanted to go through that process with you here today and really help you get set up for what your process, or excuse me, what your year is going to look like. So come along on this journey. But before I do that, let me give you some updates on what's happening with me, how things have been. You know, it's been a while because honestly, we moved and we finally found a house. We have a beautiful big house. We're so happy. There's so much room, so much more room than we had, so much more room. And everything feels so good in this house. I love it. I feel very blessed that we're here. Another thing that happened in the last few weeks before the end of the year, I decided that because I moved to New York State, that we made the decision that this is where we were going to land for the next few years, and just really settle in Buffalo. I decided to go ahead and begin licensing for therapy to become licensed as a therapist, because I am already a psychotherapist. I already use talk therapy, but I've just not been licensed. I decided not to get licensed, you know, in the last few years since graduating because we were traveling so much. You know, when you get licensed, you have to be in a stable place. And there are certain credentials and criteria, that you need to meet to get licensed in whatever state you're at. And it's a whole process to get licensed. You know, having the degree is just one thing, but then you have to actually work under a supervising therapist so that you're able to gain that experience and have that person to go to whenever you have questions and stuff like that. So as you know, I've been coaching, I've been working in the mental health capacity for the last, you know, few years since I got my degree, my master's degree. But when, you know, in the last year, we decided that I decided with my husband, talking it over with my husband, that the best move was to go ahead and get licensed. I want to have that credential of being a licensed therapist. So I went ahead and applied with New York State. It took me months. Literally, I applied in April. And since then, so many things have had to be submitted. I've needed paperwork, this, that, and the other. And it's just been a long time. And when I finally got that acceptance email, like, yes, you have been approved. Your education has been approved. You're good. I was so excited. I'm like ecstatic. So I'm living very happy right now and excited about the next step. I got hired on by a therapy practice, a clinical practice, and I am going to be practicing 3,000 hours. That's what you need. And I take a test and I will be a therapist, and I'm so excited about that. So that's the next step for me, is having that experience, you know, as working as just a therapist and not a coach. But until then, I'm still a coach until I get licensed, FYI. But I'm excited. So that's what's happening. Also with the podcast, I have decided, it's something I've been wanting to do since I wrote my books. I've been wanting to really niche down into binge eating disorder. It's what I started with on this journey. And, you know, having gone through the different writings and the different things that I went through, I decided that I wanted to go into binge eating and coach specifically on that. It's where I started. You know, I was a binge eater. You know my story by now, I'm sure. If you haven't, go back to the introduction episodes and you will learn my story and how I was a binge eater and how I became healed, how I healed and overcame those issues with binge eating. So I'm super excited to announce this program that I'm going to be supporting those of you with binge eating on. If you are a binge eater and you're ready to live to 2023 or whatever year you're listening to this free, you want to be free of this disorder and feel free around food, finally feel free around food and eat normally through hunger and just a want for food and not cope with your emotions with binge eating, I'm here for you. So first of all, how do you know if you have binge eating disorder? Well, if you have binge eating disorder, something that you do consistently, and it might not be every day, but it could be maybe once a week, even every other day. The big indicator is basically that whenever you're having emotion and you feel that anxiety to go eat, you eat a large amount of food. And that's why it's known as a binge. It's a large amount of food that you eat so that you can feel better with your emotion, that the emotion is calmed. You know, when I used to have binge eating disorder, I would run to the kitchen and just go in the cupboards and just literally, you know, for no better saying, just, you know, just eat everything I could see. And a lot of times it was cakes and sweets. If I had bought boxes of like Swiss Miss rolls or ho-hos, things like that, I could just tear it down in 5 minutes flat and still not feel satisfied, right? There's still that anxiety there. So if you find yourself in that moment where you're just consistently doing that, just eating a lot of food out of emotion and never feeling satisfied, you know, and you feel like binge eating disorder is something that you have, do reach out if you want to question it. Martita at Martita Robinson, but I can really help you with this and I'm really excited. So let me give you a quick background before we move into goal setting for the year. Basically, there are two different things that you have to do to overcome binge eating. And the first is you need to process your emotions. You need to be okay with flowing and accepting, you know, experiencing the emotion, accepting the emotion and letting it go. Once you can do that, you can overcome binge eating. Second, eating freely. You don't want to be dieting because it's going to create more emotion, right? You need to be able to be an authentic eater, eat freely, have food freedom to really let go of these, this need to binge. A lot of it was caused by dieting when I was a binge eater. I was a dieter. And I would just go binge because it was like, oh, I needed to eat as much as I could because tomorrow I'm going to go back on the diet, right? Once I let that go and I started processing my emotions, I healed myself. I overcame it. And I was able to feel normal around food and eat normally. And food didn't have this chaotic hold over me anymore. It was just normal. I was just a normal person. And all my anxiety went away. I healed all of that by processing my emotions and eating authentically, having food freedom. So that's what I'll be supporting you with. This is a 3-month container. So for 3 months, we'll have weekly calls up to 50 minutes long. And what we will do every week is we will talk about the issues that you're going through, and then we will go through a process to help process them, or we will go through a process that you can start utilizing to process them, depending on what you're feeling. And a lot of those will be different, you know, lots of different processes I have, and basically just helping you weekly with whatever you're stuck on, as well as inspiration and motivation and that consistent connection and being able to say, okay, I'm a free eater now and I'm going to have Martita support to help get me there. So those are the two things that we'll be working on. And by the end of the 12 weeks, you will no longer be a binge eater. All right. If you're doing the work, this is going to happen for you. So this is going to be a weekly call, like I said, and you also get a connection to me, consistent connection on a WhatsApp, on an app called WhatsApp. And basically we'll be able to send each other video messages and audio messages and text messages. And the thing that's used for is for those moments where you're having an urge to go binge and you just want to reach out to me. Or if you have a question that you need answered, or, you know, just whatever is coming up in the moment for you, that you really, really cannot wait for the next week, or really, really can't wait for an email. It's like, I need to talk to Martita right now. And sometimes I'm able to answer right away. Sometimes it takes an hour or two, whatever. But it's this app that I'm connected with you and we get to talk. And then third, I'm so excited about this because, you know, I've been wanting to start a meditation group forever. And now that I've moved, I have the space and the ability to do it. Once a week, we're going to have a group session where we meditate together and all of your questions can be answered and you can experience meditation with me in this call, in this Zoom call. So I'm really excited about this. I am also super excited because I am offering this at a reduced rate, drastically reduced rate, because of the fact that I am starting this and I want to really help as many people as I can and just get it out there, get this program out there. So reach out to me if this sounds interesting to you. I'm not going to share the price only because the price is going to change. It's going to go up later on, and I don't want to list a price here and then a person thinks that, you know, a future listener is going to think, okay, that's how much it is, and it's not. So if you are a binge eater and you're ready to finally overcome it, please reach out to me, Martita at Martita Robinson, and we can get together for a consult or even just chat through email. A lot of times I do consults just chatting through email or even just chatting through text, whatever way you want to do that. Let me share my text number with you. This is a special number I use for clients. So let me pull it up because I don't know it by heart. And if you want to just reach out to me, you can do that here through text. So my number is 940-247-0844. That's 940-247-0844. And you can reach out to me, call me, leave a message, text me. We can chat through this number, and we can talk about the price, the system, all of that stuff, and just go through it together. So I'm really excited. I am so amped about this. If you have any questions, reach out to me, Martita at Martita Robinson, or at that texting number. I'll be available. All right, so let's get into the call today. Let's talk about planning. So this is an episode that's going to be on both of my podcasts, no matter whether you're an emotional eater or whether you are an intuitive, you're in that intuitive stage of eating at this point where you are able to hone in on the intuition part of it. This is for you. We're going to set up your goals for the next year. And not just your goals, but just we're going to lay a foundation for the year coming up of what it is that you want to create. Hi, Pa. The baby's in here. Of what it is that you want to create for you. So grab a journal, grab a pen and a paper, whatever, your computer, your tablet, whatever way you want to do this. Preferably something you can write with. There is power in using a pen or pencil, you know, a writing tool and paper. So first things first, let's take some breaths together, okay? So let's just take a deep breath and release and breathe in and release. And if you have a candle, you can light a candle, an incense, pause me, and just make this a very spiritual, lovely moment, okay? Now, because this is a eating podcast, this has to do with food and consumption, we're going to center your goals around that. But you can apply this to any area of your life. Just fill in, you know, the blank with whatever it is that you are trying to create for yourself. So question number one, who am I becoming this year? Who am I becoming? What do I want to become this year? Where am I going with my life when it comes to my emotional eating, my intuitive eating? Who am I? I am free with my food, right? I eat freely. That's number one. It's always going to be like that, right? But you know where your problems lie. Where are you stuck? And what would you prefer to be? So think about, by the end of this year, I want you to think about, okay, so by the end of 2023, if we're talking, hello, 2024, who are you? Who have you become this year? When I was creating this goals back when I was a binge eater, I was eating, I was free from anxiety. I was anxiety free. I was free from the chaos around food. I was just free and peaceful. And that's who I was. And when I thought about who I was becoming, it was that. I was becoming present and still and calm and peaceful and loving. So think about who you're going to be 2024. Like by the time 2024 comes, this is that new person, that new you. So write that down. Write all the characteristics down of what you're becoming. So that's number one. Take your time with it. Pause this. And, you know, make sure you get deep into the characteristics of this new you, this person you're becoming. And if it has to do with like, you know, I am a calm eater, I'm peaceful, I'm connected, I'm present. Write all those things down. I'm tapped in, right? Wherever you are in this moment, in this journey. And remember, one thing at a time, focus on one thing at a time. Really see yourself as this person. Next, I want you to answer, why do I want to be this? So me, when I put down healed, I wanted to heal because my kids were top priority to me. And I didn't want to be this anxious mom. I didn't. I was tired of it. They weren't getting the best me. I wasn't getting the best me, but as a mom, as a new mother, a mother of, you know, I had these three babies, two and one on the way when I started, I said, wow, they're just not getting the best me at all. I was just ashamed of myself because anxiety would come up and anxiety would control me. And they were my why. So what is your why? Why do you want to become this person? This free person. And number three, begin to list out what you're going to do to be that person. So for me, it was flowing. I knew I needed to flow. Point blank period. That's what I had to do to be the new me. I knew that. And I had to eat freely. Those were the two things I had to do. I had to stop pushing away my emotions and I had to stop dieting. And man, were those a challenge, but totally doable. What are you up to, kid?
Can you take this off?
Yeah, come here. Come on this side. So you can put me on pause to figure it out. Think about all the different things that go into being the you. Think about all the things that go into being you, this you. Hold on, let me take the zipper down. Hold on. Think about all the things that go into being you. Hold on. The you that you're becoming, right? Me, to flow, I needed to practice meditation. I knew that making meditation a priority was a must. Right? I knew that talking to someone, which was my husband at the time, was a must. He's a wonderful person, and I could always depend on him not to be judgmental, not to be critical. I always had him. I had to practice meditation. I had to remove all the dieting stuff from my life. Like, these were the steps. These are the things I knew I had to do. Write down all the things that you have to do. Giovanni. Yeah. Where are you going with that? He just took 100 colored pencils in a bag and he's leaving. Imagine what this 2-year-old's trying to do. What are you trying to do?
Nothing.
Nothing? No. You're not going to go draw on walls, are you?
No.
Can you use this book right here to draw on? Because this is perfect.
No.
So, sorry guys, but he's in my life constantly. So you're going to get a piece of him. So think about all the things that you have to do. Pause it, get real deep with that. And then finally, number 4, start thinking about, when can I do these things? Make a plan for yourself. Like right now, I'm starting over in this house. And so I started, okay, so meditation is going to happen in the morning. Body movement's going to happen in the, you know, mid-morning. And I know that all the things that I list for myself on who I'm becoming, I have to plan it in my day or I'm not going to get it done. So plan in how and when you're going to make those things happen. If you need to clean out your cupboards of all the diet crap in there, set up a plan of when you're going to do that. When are you going to be able to do that? When can you fit that in? Be realistic with yourself. When can you fit in meditation? If you know you need to get body movement in, which is something I talk about all the time and how healing that is, even if it's just yoga, is so good for you, stretching. You don't have to do calisthenics and cardio. Just get on the floor and stretch. When would that be? Plan your day. Plan your week. And then wake up in the morning. Pull out your journal and notate, this is what I'm doing today. Look at your calendar. This is what I'm doing today. And get it set on your in your mind that this is what's happening. And then do it. All right? Do it every day. Become the you that you are becoming. Be the you that you're becoming. All right? Just be the you that you want to be. There's only the present moment. So just be the you that you want to be. All right, I hope this has helped. Again, reach out to me if you suffer from binge eating, if you're ready to overcome this for good. I would love to help you. I do offer a reduced rate at this moment, so reach out to me. Okay, I love you guys. Happy New Year. So happy that it's a new year and we're together. All right, talk soon.